able to. Yeah. Okay. Good morning. Baruch Hashem. We are continuing on with the Meir Brochus. And we are continuing with the Birchas HaTorah, the second of the Birchas HaTorah, Asher Baruch HaBonim Mikol HaAmim, V'Nosan Lanu Teirosoi, Baruch HaTorah Hashem Nosan HaTorah. The Gemara calls this Me'ula Shebe Brochus, that this is in some way more special than all the Brochus, all the Birchas HaTorah. We pass in that Birchas HaTorah is a Brocha D'oraisa. And if somebody is in doubt, if he says Birchas HaTorah, this is the Brocha he says. He doesn't say all three of them. He says this is Brocha Asher Baruch HaBonu. Rashi says the reason why this is considered such a special Brocha is because it has Hoidah LaHashem, we're thanking Hashem for giving us the Torah. And it also has a Kilus of the Torah and Yisrael. It's also praising the greatness of the Torah and the greatness of Klal Yisrael. So we will try to go through the bracha and bring out these points. So the first point that we're saying is, Asher Baruch Banu Mikol HaAmim V'Nosan Lanu Teirosoi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked us from all the nations and gave us His Torah. So the first Haidah we're saying is that Hashem chose us from all the nations. Number one is for us to think that at the time we were chosen, we were not in such a high madrega. We were in Mitzrayim, Mem Teshari Tume, Oiv Davai Dezora. But even so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked us, a tremendous chesed. And we also always have to remind ourselves, in what schus did He pick us? And the schus that we had, that basic emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when it came the time that we could call out to Hashem, we cried out to Hashem, we followed Hashem's commands of the Korban Pesach, the Milo, the Mayachayi, went through the Kriyas Yamsuf. We went with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a time for us to think every time we say the Bracha, there was a reason Hashem chose us, and we want that reason to remain. And that's what we're talking about so much in these Meir Brochus, to remind ourselves every day that we're living in Hashem's world. And there's a reason why there's a special kesher between the two of us, because we go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all circumstances. We're not distracted by all the external things that are happening. We try always to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now more than ever is that period of time in history for us to reconnect, strengthen our connection, and appreciate the Haidot HaKadosh Asher Baruch HaBonu Mikol HaAmim V'Nosan Lanu Teirosoi, that He chose us. A tremendous chesed He did, but once again, there's a reason why we did it, and we want to continue that reason with its full force, even in our times, with Amun HaBitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in appreciation of the gifts that He gave us. So, Kamavan, this special gift of the Torah HaKadosh. Number one, it is so special because Torah, the simple pshat, like the Ramban says, that we have to thank Hashem that He gave us the Torah, which tells us exactly what are the proper behavior, proper modes of behavior, proper actions for us to do in order to be zeicha to Olam Haba and to everything we need in Olam Hazeh. The Umas HaOlam don't have this. Kuzari, when he talks about the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, obviously He created it for a purpose. And if He created it for a purpose, obviously He would reveal to the people that He created what the purpose is. For example, you give somebody a very expensive gift, some machine, without any instructions how to use it, it's a worthless gift. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this beautiful world without any instructions how to use it, then also it's worthless. Adaram, it could cause us just damage, which we see. The Umas HaOlam caused so much damage, so much death and suffering caused by humanity. The Bechira of Kol was to give us His Torah, which Torah is the Lashon of Torah. It teaches us the way to go, what are the proper actions, the Tariq Mitzvahs, the Midos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the number one with thanking Hashem. This is the biggest gift He could give us, because He created the world for a purpose, and we were the only nation that God the instruction book, how to live through it. Some nations got the Sheva Mitzvahs v'nei Noach, but that's a much lower level. This is the real thing, the Targ mitzvahs that bring us, Klal Yisrael in the world, to its tachlis. So that's number one, with thanking Hashem. As we know, the Targ mitzvahs are the biggest gifts that we can have. Chumano Islam, the people that don't appreciate it, they think the tilchas, by us it's not like that. That's his broch every morning with Mechadish. We're strengthening this feeling. Shabocha bonami kolo amin. The national Torah, we are the only nation that was zeicha to get the Torah HaKadosh, which tells us exactly what to do. How to be miskav takodesh bohu. We mentioned before, we're in a time, everybody's in bididut, everybody's separated. This is Shabocha bonu. We are separated. It's true, we are separated. And as much as we can, we should mechazik ourselves to separate ourselves, not get dragged into bringing the Umas Olam into our house with all the latest news reports and everything else. Minimize that, or if we're on the Madrega, halavai, we should all be on the Madrega, not even listen to it at all. Just know the basic things. That's number one of the Hoidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He chose us. Once again, He chose us a nation, slaves in Mitzrayim, not in such high Madrega, but He picked us because of our Muna, and He gave us the Derech She'yelchu Bo, gave us a way to have clarity, how to live our lives to get to Olam Haba and to get to our Tachlis. There's another level of this. We call it Torah Soy, not just Torah, which we said before, is, like the Ramban says, the lotion of Torah is there, the way to go. Torah Soy, it's his personal Torah. When he translates his pasuk, he says, this is a kli chemda, shakodesh bochum mishtasheh boi kol yom. This is a kli chemda that a kodesh bochum is involved in, is excited about every day. This is the thing that gives him pleasure, gives him nachas ruach. And the thing that is personal gives him nachas ruach, that kodesh bochum, the thing he gave only to us. We're like his close children, that something, that person really enjoys to do, he shares with those who are so close to us. So this is a special thing, this Kli Chemda, the cherished Kli of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave only to us to have that intimate kesher. Like we mentioned before, the most deep and closest kesher we could have, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Torah. Rav Steinemann, Zichron Levracha, used to say, so there's one interesting thing. Every mitzvah, if you have it, you do it. If you don't, you don't have it, not no one could do it for you. If you don't have a lulav, nobody else could take a lulav and you'll be yotze with mitzvah's lulav. Even if you buy a lulav for somebody, you'll get schar for doing a chesed, but you're not becoming the mitzvah by paying for his lulav. Tefillin, tzitzis, any of the mitzvahs. The only mitzvah which is different is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah that every Jewish person has a shaychus to. If a person's able to learn himself, he learns himself. If for whatever reason he can't learn himself, he has a way of supporting Torah. If he can't, even if he doesn't have the funds, he can encourage people. Noshim, b'may zachir, and the women also have, by the fact that they are being mechazik, their families, their children, their husbands, whoever they have, if they don't have any of the above, mechazik other people, the ability to support Torah, this, everybody has some way he could do something, even if it's mispal for other people that should have a cherik in Torah. Every day we're davening. All of Klal Yisrael is Torah Secho. So even if a person's all by himself, he can't learn Torah, he can't support Torah, but he has a way of being mechazik Torah with his tefillas. There's no Jew, no matter where he is, what he is, that does not have a personal shaychus to Torah. And it says that all these things give him a chelik in Torah. It's not just like the lulav that he did a chesed to somebody else. If a person supports Torah, Yisrael is woman. He has a chelik in the Torah. That's the only mitzvah you have sachas vulin in. Noshim b'mayzachion, women have a chelik in the Torah, the Gemara says. It's not just that they're doing a chesed, they're doing a nice thing to encourage their families, those around them. They have a chelik in the other person's Torah. And anybody who's mechazik Torah, he has a chelik in that person's Torah. Why is it so? Why is Talmud Torah different than all the other mitzvahs? And he says, because the Torah is the chiyus of Klal Yisrael. this matana gedola, which every morning we're getting up in the morning we're saying, Asher Baruch Hu Bono Mikol Amim V'Nosan Lo Tzeiro, so he gave from his own Torah, he is the essence of eternal life, eternal chiyus, and that chiyus he gave to us through the Torah. We're the only ones that have this type of chiyus. Therefore, if this is our chiyus, then it can't be that there's a Jew that cannot have a shaykh to chiyus. There can't be a Jew that doesn't have a shaykh to his source of life. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu Rav Nachman set it up, then Echonami, whoever we are, whatever we are, wherever we are, there's always ability to connect and have a shaykh to that chiyus and be our chelik in the Torah, men and women and children. Rabbi Yitzchak Eisenchover says that also in the same vein, the great Matan of the Torah, Torah Hashem, he says that Klal Yisrael, as we know, does not exist a natural means. It was not even started off a natural means. The Imoyas, the mothers that we had, were Akoras, they were barren. Bidach HaTeva, going to natural means, they would never have any children. And the only reason that they had children is because the Ovitz from Mitzkav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the laws of nature. In Mitzrayim, we were destined, HaPidech HaTevah, according to the laws of nature, to remain slaves. With Nisan we got out. When we went to Kriyas Yamsuf, we were destined to drown or be killed by the Mitzrim. And we went into the water, and by miracles, we survived. And throughout history, we're surviving through miracles. Like Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Zichron Livracha, used to say, that as great, or maybe even greater than the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is a miracle of survival of Klal Yisrael throughout all the Golias. I'll call upon him. So we are a supernatural nation. We don't survive on the laws of nature. So what do we survive? On Torah HaKadosha. That is what we survive on. And that's what thanking Hashem every morning. And like we said, the Ramban says, the mitzvah say deraisa. To thank Hashem, Asher Baruch Hu Bono Mikol Amim V'Nosan Lo Tzeiro, his most cherished Torah, the way to live our lives, and the source of our life, is the Torah HaKadosha. And with this, we're saying, with appreciation of the Torah. The Torah is not just a mitzvah, another mitzvah. It's Torah also. The Chai Olam. Chai Olam, we say by Kriyas HaTorah, but it is Chai Olam. But back to the bracha. Shem bracha bar mikolam im nosa lono is Torah also. So we're mentioning once again our praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He chose us from all the other nations. Our praise for the Torah, that it's a klichem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a Torah, the Hayoros Derech, the way that teaches us how to go through life, and the way that we get to eternal life, the way, the thing, the mitzvah, the bechira, that makes us different than all the nations. I'm the Vodad Yishkan, we don't need all the shtuyas of the rest of the world. And this is a time for us to maybe misbrain and pay attention to it. How many of these things we think we cannot survive without, and we survive Baruch Hashem so well without them. We have some things of full value. It's such a nachas. I hear from people calling me, interacting with me, telling me this. They're coming to this conclusion. People that were involved in so many other things. Baruch Hashem, each one on his level. It's a time to misratik more and more. If we have this precious gift, how can we take advantage of it more? How can we live our lives with this appreciation of the greatness of the Torah? Like we said, the greatness of Klal Yisrael. That's why this is a special bracha, the Kilus Shel Klal Yisrael. And we are that special nation, like we said, with a nation that lives supernaturally. And what gives us a supernatural koyach, the Torah Kedoshah. And with that we say once again, Baruch Hashem Nisan HaTorah, He's the one who gave the Torah over to us. So we should be zeicher, once again, like we're saying, the Mea Brachas, every day is a new day. Doesn't make a difference if we slept well at night, or we didn't sleep so well at night. Nowadays, many of us are not sleeping as much as we can. But start off a new day, feeling refreshed. Baruch Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm a Chadosh Olam V'Korim, you gave me back in my neshama. You're sustaining my goof. Lama lefonecha, like we say in the Asher Yotzer, to stand in front of you, to be Oyvin Hashem. I recognize my essence as a neshama, lekai neshama. And together with that, I have this klichem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, lasik b'divrei Torah, to give the harevno, the sweetness of the Torah, the more we appreciate it, the more we'll take advantage of it, and the more we take advantage of it, the more we'll be zeicha to oichlim peiloseim boilam hazeh. The fruit of the Torah will remain with us in this world. It will protect us. Like we mentioned before, it says, the way to be saved from Chevelei Mashiach is to be oisek b'Torah gemilas rasodim, be'emes, v'v'chesed yichuper oven, with emes of Torah. It's a kapara, it's a tzola from all the things. Why? Because it connects us so in such a special fashion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So whether we're actually learning the Torah, or whether mechazik other people in their limud Torah, whether we're supporting the Torah, we all have that same chelik b'teiras Hashem. Mi'at Hashem, we have a mechazik appreciation for the Torah. We have a mechazik appreciation for Klal Yisrael, how special we are, what makes us special. And with this, mi'at Hashem will be zeicha, just like then, Hashem boch abonu. We mentioned we went a low madrega, very, very low madrega then. Im kol zeh, we showed Hashem amunu b'Hashem. We went with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We said, we're going with you. We're doing the right behavior with you. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Boich Rabbonu. Now we have a new opportunity. We're in the end of the final Golus. We're getting closer and closer to the end. And now's our time to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I got the message. I realize that this whole Golus is all about, I should recognize that you are for me and I am for you. And my appreciation of the Torah, interaction with the Torah, the chizik of other people in their Torah, and Yitzhak Hashem, these will be the schluyas that will bring the final gula, as it says, that the final gula will be in the schluyas of Esek HaTorah. Ken Yirotan B'mehu V'Yemenu.